Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. 10 years ago, the harrowing Romanian abortion drama, 4 months, 3 weeks, and 2 days, marked the arrival of a major new talent, filmmaker Cristian Mungiu. His latest effort, Graduation, won him the Best Director Award at the most recent Cannes Film Festival. Starkly realistic and involving, Graduation examines what occurs when good people compromise their principles when faced with a moral dilemma. Adrian Tetieni plays Romeo, a middle-aged doctor who wants only the best for his bright and ambitious daughter, hoping he can get her out of repressed Romania and into a prestigious British university. She can get a scholarship if she aces her high school exit exams. But just before the exams day, she's sexually assaulted, and the emotionally drained girl underperforms on her tests. The frustrated dad decides to pull some strings that could help her cheat on her follow-up tests. Mungiu's naturalistic story is complex and compelling as it fills us in on the details of Romeo's life. The tension mounts as we come to understand his motives and put ourselves in his shoes. Would we act differently? What are the compromises we might make to ensure the success and safety of our children? Graduation is an intelligent drama that will stick with you. Also opening this week, The Circle is a thriller starring Emma Watson and Tom Hanks about shady goings-on at a powerful social media company. Surprisingly, critics were not allowed to see it in advance, usually a bad sign. How to Be a Latin Lover is a broad comedy that features Salma Hayek and Raquel Welch. After the Storm is an arthouse Japanese entry about an author-turned-private detective who tries to reconnect with his estranged family. And The Transfiguration is a low-budget horror thriller about a troubled teen with a fixation on vampires. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!